from a wonderful writer. Her name is Suzanne Owens. She lives nearby in Littleton. I'm glad you made your way over here tonight. Please give Suzanne Owens a big welcome.
Thank you, Ellen. This is one I was going to read last week. Did I read the quilt? The quilt about the, okay. Is this okay?
Oh, yeah. That's fine. That's fine. Can you hear yourself?
Huh? No. I now can. Okay. Now I can.
It'll work. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Can you see?
Yep.
You got the light. Oops, where's the light?
I'm fine. Let's see. The quilt. Yeah, I was going to read this last week because it sort of went with my theme, but I couldn't, so. Today I discovered a dark hole in my quilt through which feathers like bits of dust erupted into the air. I sewed the edges together. Now just a thin line you can hardly see, a dimple on my bed. I curl around pillows, window up, behind my head, a breeze on my hair. It could be spring tonight, rain on the leaves, colors of their final desires hidden by this dark. After thinking of you all week, wondering, suddenly you phoned, as if never disconnected. 5 years sewed into a thin line. Thinking of me often, you said. Hardly a surprise from a past that doesn't exist. If I could turn on a light, the leaves might be green again, but misremembered. What can we trust? We can't cue up the video. Memory is so susceptible to errors. Innocent and unintentional, colored by accidents, expectations, and life. Even the present emerges out of focus. Thus, we all seem blurred and divided, yet held one to the other, not by eyes, mouths, arms, and recollections, but sustained by some other. We are traveling on extended threads, then stitched together, mere indentations, like these words that mend me, or the droplets in autumn rain. Thank you.
Gee, had I known about the size of this group tonight, I would have invited you to my house. Maybe even just the living room.